Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were talking about the crown of righteousness and who it is laid up for. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Here he is, talking about there's laid up a crown of righteousness. In other words, a kingdom, in that eternal kingdom, is set up for him. Why? Because he kept the faith. He endured the affliction. He made full proof of his ministry. He was always ready to be offered for the Lord's work, whatever it was. He kept faith. He did not, when he says kept, it's like the idea of I guarded it, did not allow it to be broken down or taken another direction. And he says he would have a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Okay, so now that crown of righteousness is there for all those who love his appearing. But we also said, seen there, he was ready to offer it up for Christ. And he did. He really did. So now his speaking, under the breathed out words of the Holy Ghost, the blessed hope, you'll notice the sureness of all he says. That is a blessed hope, because this underling, okay, you might say this underling, the underling I am, okay, this underling's responsibility is to do the things that he would have me to do. Do it diligently. Do it righteously. Do it according to the will of God. And that is my responsibility, my friend. That is my personal responsibility before God. Now, we not only see that crown, but we see a crown incorruptible. Okay, that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. So again, I ask you to listen as I read through it. Know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. So he says, run to win. Don't run to say, well, hey, I finished. You've heard of people that ran those big marathons in an Olympics or some other similar type of a race. And when they got back, they didn't win, but hey, they finished. It's, oh boy, I finished the course. But I just walked the last way. You know, I figured I didn't have a chance to win anything, so I just walked the rest of the way, but I finished. Or somebody says, no, I didn't get to the finish line, but I was finished running anyhow. So again, he says there, and it's important to understand this as well. Know ye not, they which run in a race run all. Everybody's running, but only one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain. Don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, my friend. You keep on, though you have setbacks and bad things. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Things don't always go your way, but you keep your mind right. You don't give up. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, those men that do it in life. But we, as God's people, for an incorruptible crown that fadeth not away and endures forever. You see, he goes on to say, we an uncorruptible. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, those who do it. So look, again, we strive for the mastery. We want to do the best we can. A Christian should always do the best he can. Mastery is temperate, self-control in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. See, a corruptible crown is one that's corrupted in some way, but at least it's recognized by people, makes us feel good about ourselves, but boy, the loss of character and person is not worth it when you get into eternity. Therefore, so run I not as the, and again, not as the uncircumcised. In other words, there is some uncertainty here. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. In other words, he's showing shadow boxing, you know. God's warming up for the fight. Well, he's not one of those, just shadow box. He's just not putting on a show kind of strut for people. No. They go for those corruptible crowns, but what we're looking for is the incorruptible, that which is of God. I therefore surrun, not as uncertainty. So fight I, but I keep under my body and being, bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now you see that. What are you getting all of that? What I see here is that God puts a personal responsibility in our lives now in all these things. If you would obtain eternal reward. I mean, isn't it like that? We had some people that served for years in our church, and on the job, they were moving out, they were going to another place, and I understood that, and so they had to go. And because they had been so faithful and they had served the Lord so well, there was kind of like a going away party. several months later, quite a bit later, might have even been a year later, people in the church got mad at the pastor. Yes, I happened to be the pastor. So they were leaving, going to another church in town. They weren't moving out of the state like these other people did. They were going to another church in town. Then one of the complaints came to be, they had a party for them when they left. They didn't do that for us. No, I guess we didn't do that for these people that had been running us down and did not like the fact that we weren't contemporary, that we stuck with the Bible, all these other things, and still had standards. But, you know, that's the way the world thinks. And so that is a corruptible crown. And see, that's what I think. The ones that, if you want to have the incorruptible crown, you're not going to run with that crowd that goes that other direction, okay? You want an incorruptible crown. An incorruptible crown is separate from sinners, but separated unto God. And so that's the kind of crown that we want. Now let's look at another crown, a crown of rejoicing. That is seen in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. There we read this. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? Think of that. He says, you folks are a crown of rejoicing for us in the presence of Jesus Christ when He comes back. Right there with Him, caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But wow, they are rejoicing in the presence of our Savior. And He goes on to say in verse 20 here of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, He says, for ye are our glory and joy. Witnessing in heaven will bring eternal joy. You get that? Your witnessing now will in heaven bring eternal joy. In Daniel chapter 12, He teaches us that shining as the stars forever, He says that they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever. But let me ask you something. What does that mean? Okay. Turning others to righteousness. Who is our righteousness if you're saved? Well, Christ's our righteousness. I'm not going to be accepted on my righteousness. I'm going to be accepted in the righteousness. I am blessed of God to have received the Lord as my Savior. And so my personal identity, He's my Father. He's my Lord. He's my God. He died for me. He paid my penalty. And that can be your testimony. It can be anyone under the sound of my voice. That can be your testimony, okay? You can have the testimony that God wants you to have. So, having said that, we're looking for the glorious appearing of Jesus Christ. So, in this crown of rejoicing, there's going to be joy for us because we brought other people to Christ. Now, I started to tell there about Jesus in His ministry, being in His, there at His coming. And so our glory and joy, witnessing in heaven, and I mean witnessing now in heaven, will bring eternal joy. Daniel chapter 12 tells us that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever, which means glorious, shining in glory. It'll be an everlasting reward for those who witness. Witnessing the gospel brings eternal reward that's evidently of great value in that eternal kingdom. Don't forget, ruling and reigning with Christ may require that reward that you laid up for Him in turning others to righteousness, trying to bring them to the Savior. You gave them that gospel tract.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.